Today, Mishnah 3, Ein Moichrin Parishvis Lob Bemida. One may not sell 1/7 of your produce by measure, velo bemishkal, nor by weight, velo beminyan, and nor by number. So what do you have to do? You have to approximate, right, how much you're going to sell. And that approximation, you take down to the lowest price. And all of that was instituted to remind the person that while they're allowed to sell small amounts of 7th-year produce, as we've said before, they can't really transact with it. So it was a reminder to them that it's 7th-year produce, it has the sanctity of 7th-year produce, and therefore it has to be dealt with in a different manner. Figs can't be sold by number, even if they're usually sold by weight, adds the Kati, right? So that even though they're normally sold by weight, you can't make that change and sell it by number. You've still got to sell it by approximation. Velo yarak by mishkal, and also vegetables by weight. Vegetables, even if they're usually sold by number, you can't change it and sell it by weight. You've got to approximate. Beishama emrim aflo agudos. Beishama ed, you're also not allowed to sell it in bundles. If they were bundled up, you're not allowed to sell it in bundles. Vasil Imrim Eshadakale good babai is something which is normally tied up in the home, right? So you normally would tie them up in bundles, like a bunch of carrots or something. Oigdin Oiso Bushuk. So you can leave them tied up in the marketplace. You don't have to separate them. Kagon Hakration Venates Hachalav. And examples he brings are leeks and milkweed. These were things which are normally bundled up. That was the normal way they were handled, so they could be sold in bundles in the marketplace.